The Power to Live Your Vision podcast, brought to you by Zen Mind Body Meditation System. The Zen Mind Body Meditation program is a revolutionary new training tool designed to help you to tap in to the benefits associated with practicing mindfulness meditation. Learn to improve stress management, self-awareness, and develop the balance you need in your life. www.lp.zenmindbodymeditationformartialartists.com. Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen, and welcome to my podcast, The Power to Live Your Vision. Well, the year is 2021. Hard to believe. I've been working all year on putting things together that's positive, that's motivating, that's creative, to help people to reach within themselves to be able to discover what does that really mean. Well, this morning I awakened and I had to ask myself that question. With all the crazy that we have going on in the world and studying people, studying what's being said, what's going on, it really put me in a place to ask the question, what does that really mean, the power to live your vision? You see, when you're going down the right road, but there's so much negativity and things going on, even though that you believe that you're right, you can have things to begin to question you. And that's good, because every now and then, we need to stop, stand still, take a look at where we are, make sure that we're on the right road, sort of like your GPS system. You know, if you're driving down the highway and your GPS is turned off and you're really relying on that system in your telephone to direct you to the place you need to be, you have to make sure it's turned on and it's filled with the right information. So my question today on my Power to Live Your Vision, are you going the right direction? Do you have the right information? You know, I felt like Forrest Gump, and I watched part of the movie this past week, and Forrest is running. He's running across the country. He's running, and he's just running for no reason at all. He's just running. It feels good to him. He's just running. And then all of a sudden, one day, it sort of stops, and he goes, huh? Why am I running? And so he decides to turn around and go the other direction. And all those people that were following him, they were standing in the middle of the highway going, so what do we do now? Forrest turns around. He goes back home and discovers Jenny. And, you know, he's got a son. And, you know, so, you know, and Jenny sadly passes away. And Forrest is now living this great life and connecting with his reason, connecting with his purpose. So this is what you have to do. This is what we have to do. We have to give up on those things that are not serving us. The power to live your vision. What is that? What does that mean to you? Because it only works if you can actually define it. In my training workshops, one of the things we have to do is define your purpose. The purpose of your goals. Why do you want that particular goal? How will that goal make you better? So you have to check your belief systems and you have to ask that question, what am I believing? Is it making my life better or is it causing me conflict? Do I trust the people that are providing information to me for me to believe in? A lie is the truth when you tell it enough. So think of a lie as an affirmation. An affirmation is something that we say over and over and over. You know, one of my affirmations from my Silver Method training classes is that every day and every way I become better, better, and better. Every day and every way I become better, better, and better. And most people that know me, they know me for that statement. If someone would walk up and say, Jesse, how you doing today? And I didn't go better, better, and better, they would look at me and say, what's wrong? You're not feeling good today? Where's the better, better, and better? So people are, they come to expect me to say better and better, because it's an affirmation that I use every day in everything that I'm doing when I'm asked, how am I doing? So a lie can be something that someone tells over and over and over again. And because they tell it, it can be the truth. But it's told, but it's not true, and it embeds itself deep into your subconscious mind. And that becomes your belief. You know, my belief is in every day and every way and everything that I do. I just become better, better, and better at doing it. And everything I do turns to be a success because it's a part of my belief system. And I draw information to me, which will provide the tools I need to help and support the things that I'm working on. So my question today, in your GPS system, are you going the right way? What is your vision? Stop just for a second. Think about it. What are you thinking about right now? Are you thinking about creating a new product? Are you thinking about how you can make your business better? Are you thinking about how you can make your own life better? Are you thinking about a new home? Are you thinking about how much money you don't have? You know, what are you thinking about? Because whatever you give the most attention to is what you're going to be drawing into your life. So today on my podcast, that's what I want you to think about. And I'll talk about some of the reasons why these things happen to you. As a human being, we are very powerful. We have free will. So we have a choice to think what we think or not. You know, I was watching the news, and that's not really a good place to be, but it is an information center. And, you know, watching people that had a certain belief, even about the election and what was going to happen into the election, and in the end, it didn't happen. And what I noticed about all of this was, for a lot of people, it was like someone snapped their fingers and they woke up and found that they were living in a fantasy world of a lie. And that lie was told enough that they believed it. And when it did not come true, how many people were hurt? And this was embedded into their subconscious mind so deep that it was their reality. I'm a sports performance coach and also a certified sports hypnosis coach, and I'm a meditation coach. And what happens is that when we now impress information on a deep level, so we have these levels of the mind. We have the alpha level, we have the beta level, we have the theta level, we have the delta level. And what happens is, just like your heart beats so many times per minute, your mind vibrates so many times per second. And when you can slow this brain frequency down and you begin to embed information, and the information is embedded because of repetition. What do you think about when you go to sleep at night? Information is embedded into your subconscious mind. If you're working on problem solving, then, you know, you can take a problem or something you're thinking about to bed. You'll have a dream about it. And in that dream, you will find the answer to what you're looking for. Well, this happens on everything that we're actually doing. So I'm just trying to bring an awareness today in my podcast about, you really have the power to live your vision. We've been teaching a vision board class now for the past month. And the vision board class is about being able to grab those pictures, those images, those phrases, and put it out in front of you that you can have something that you can think on, you can focus on, you can look on your board, you can keep yourself focused. Making change is tough. We go back to these different stages of the mind. So when we're in the beta level, which we are right now, we are aware of everything around us, what's happening. You know, we have a conscious way of making those changes, thinking what we want to think. And a lot of times we're at this frequency that you may forget your keys, or you're feeling really stressed, And someone may say to you, you need just to relax, or if you're looking for your keys, you gotta go back in your mind. Think about the last place that you had them. So you now go back into your mind. You say, well, I got out of the car. I went to the garage and I put these. Oh, yeah. I put the boxes down and my keys is with the box. So you have to slow down and go back in your mind so you can discover where you last had your keys. Well, this is the reality of it. In our subconscious mind, we have that ability to plant the different seeds that we want to live, we want to be, we want to have, from the relationship to your financial situation to even your spiritual situation. So how can I solve this? What if I'm connected to negative beliefs? You know, you can have that in a relationship. Maybe you've been in a relationship and that relationship wasn't good, but you have a brand new relationship and that person will say something or do something that reminds you of that last relationship, and your feelings begin to change because now that person begins to remind you of a past relationship. And so that builds a wall, and that positive relationship is starting to be torn down because in your mind, you are connecting that to something in your past. When I went back to look at the Power to Live Your Vision blog radio show that I did back about 11 years ago, I was inspired to do this show because we didn't do that many shows, but we had over 40,000 plays. So when I saw that we had, it was 44,585 plays. That means that's how many times the play buttons were clicked. I'm going, wow, this is really something. This was going back 11, 12 years ago. And there were that many people hitting the play button, trying to discover the power to live their vision. So start now by putting where you want to be in your GPS system. Sitting down, discover what does that actually mean? Where do you want your life to be? How do you want your life to be? Do you want your life to be a place of love and compassion and prosperity? Or are you connected to something that is bad, something that's ugly, something that will not serve you any purpose? Well, we have that ability to release and to let go. And as we're, moving forward, you are of free will. So, how do I get started? Well, first of all, the best example that I can give anyone is the GPS system. So remember the process that you use if you wanted to go travel to New York. I live in North Carolina. Then I'm going to have to travel through several states. And, the weather condition, it's the winter time now. North Carolina is beautiful, sunny, but if I move towards D.C., then it may be cold, maybe snowing. So you have to prepare yourself with the right information on the journey that you want to go on. So if you want a better relationship, then you need to understand what does that actually mean? What is a better relationship? Or if you want to have a relationship with someone, what does that actually mean? What is the meaning of that? I want a girlfriend. I want someone to talk to. Was that it? Okay. Then you have all these dating services, online dating services. But if you wanted a meaningful relationship, you first have to understand what that is. You have to study relationships. So as you're putting information into your GPS, start today. Okay, this is where I am in life. Okay, this is where I want to be. This is not the life that I want to be in now. I don't want to be in a place of debt. What is a better opportunity for me? Then you now discover, what is that? What does that really mean to you? Where would you like to work? It's just that simple. Is just making a decision. of what you want and releasing the things you don't want. And the things that you want is not just about helping you, but does it empower the community? Does it empower the other people around you? So you have to think about what you want, but how does it serve? How does it serve others? When you're happy and you've got positive things going on, you know, how does it serve you? You know, I have friends on my social media I've had to unfriend because of the information and the things that they're saying. I don't believe in that, but it doesn't stop me from liking them and considering them a friend. But just because of what they're posting in their social media, it gives me a different image of them and a different perspective. So what is the image that you're projecting? What is it that you really want? So remember, grab pen and paper, think about your GPS system, write down where you are right now, what's going on in your life, and be honest about it. If it's your health, then write that down, because the more that you now begin to see the positive image of yourself healing, you now activate your body in that process of healing. So what happens if you cut yourself? Well, you bleed. What happens when the bleeding stops? Well, you begin the healing process. So remember, start your healing process today. Become aware of what you're thinking. And when you put it in your GPS system, remember, find out where you are right now. Find the location that you want to arrive at. Your GPS system will tell you a precise time of arrival if you travel at a certain speed limit. It will tell you about all the stops along the way, the gas stations, food, restaurants. It'll provide all of that information to you. So you don't have to be driving and be unaware of exactly where that journey is going to be. So with your GPS system, it takes you right to where you want to be. If you get distracted and there's a roadblock, the GPS system will reroute itself and it will take you in a different direction. It will go back and give you an estimated time of arrival. So this is the way you want to do your goals. You want to empower yourself. Read books about motivation. Turn off the television. If you find that these things are distracting your life, you have to remove them. Remove them from your life. And guess what? When you arrive at your destination, you want to see yourself happy, excited, just like you would, you want to go see a family member, you'd be excited to see them. When you accomplish your goals, this should be excitement for you. So you want to think about that everything that you do is about the way you are thinking. And remember, if someone tells you something over and over and over, and if you put yourself in that presence, it becomes a part of your belief. You know, you can go back to your own childhood. Everybody has those moments that people, unbeknownst to them, gave them negative information, and they internalize that information. And even today, that same information that you were given as a child is still holding you back. So you have to learn to let go. Hey, check out my books. One of my books is The New You Self-Discovery System. And another one is Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Success Guide. We now have online courses that you can attend. So if you're looking for a coach, you can go to my website, which is www.coachjessebowen. Remember, you're listening to our podcast, which is The Power to Live Your Vision. We have online courses that you can participate in. We're here to support a better universe. Anything that we can do to support that is what we want to do. You can email me at elitecorporatecoaching@gmail.com. Hey, this is Jesse Bowen, your coach for the power to live your vision.
Thank you.